Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Yeah, Friday. Time to head to the weekend. Glad you're with us on the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com, and you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play. By the way, we do get quite a few that have the podcast on their Apple device, whether it's an iPod or an iPhone or an iPad. And if you are listening to us on iTunes, don't hesitate to leave us a review. That'll help get the word out, and we appreciate that ahead of time. You can always get in contact with us by email. It's Steve Jones at WKOK.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. Friday edition of the show always brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. And it is homecoming weekend for Penn State. And if you're heading to the game tomorrow, you still need some stuff? You get to Brewers Outlet. Great specials happening through Tuesday. Old Milwaukee and Old Mill Light 30-packs, $13.95. Moosehead 12-pack bottles, $14.95. And Zima 24-pack bottles, $15.95. Always convenient. Need some bags of ice? Got them by the register as well. All your water, soda, snacks, fresh hot peanuts, and, of course, the pickle bar, second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. And one of the big highlights over the summer, Brewers Outlet celebrated their 50th anniversary, and here's to Corey and the crew for 50 more. So we don't start the weekend around here until we get a visit from Steve's brother, Kevin Jones. He will check in from Connecticut. We'll get his picks, college and pro, at 435. See if he can fight his way out of that 500 mark where he has been at for the past couple of weeks. So speaking of fighting, New York Giants fighting to stay alive last night. What a great performance, though, by rookie sensation Saquon Barkley. But other than him, that was really the only bright spot for the Giants. They are fading fast. So the Eagles are breathing a little easier. They're looking good. Carson Wentz, season-high 3 touchdown passes. Eagles got an early lift from their defense, an early interception by Eli Manning. Set up the first touchdown pass from Wentz to Alshon Jeffrey. Actually, Jeffrey had 2 touchdown catches on the night. As the Eagles beat the struggling Big Blue 34-13. And the Eagles avoided their first 3-game losing streak since the 2016 season. Wentz finished 26-36 for 278 yards and no interceptions. Eagles are now in a first-place tie with Washington, and Dallas is a half a game back at 2-3. Corey Clement also scored last night in a 1-yard touchdown run and a couple of field goals from 30 and 33 out by Jake Elliott for the Birds.
Boy, the Giants are bad.
Ugh. All right. Saquon's out. Saquon, you kidding me? Oh my goodness.
Saquon Barkley and Landon Collins are the only two players they have. And believe me, I know the Stupars very, very well. The Stupars live here in State College. I know Nate's on that team.
Yeah.
But
Olivier Vernon had some little flashes last night. Got to Carson a few times. He didn't look all that too bad.
Terrific, right? Yeah, made a big difference. All right. So, What are we thinking here?
Well, I'm just glad that Odell Beckham Jr. just needed an IV. I'm glad it wasn't anything more serious than that, as he had to get a head start on everybody else, you know, before halftime. So I'm glad it was nothing worse.
Why, was there a point he wasn't playing? All right, so look, if you're gonna talk, you better be able to be the one that backs it up.
Although I did see a little point, there was a close up on the broadcast where I saw Saquon and Odell Beckham Jr. talking on the sideline. It looked like Saquon went to him to get him refocused, so which I thought was excellent.
He did.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
It tells us we've already known round here for several years now.
Well, it tells you about both of them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Well, you got to yap. Back it up. Well, so I've been trying to tell the Shikalimi play-by-play guy for years.
Sooner or later, that message will get through. He could wake up one morning, that light bulb above his head will finally go off, and the epiphany will strike.
Unfortunately,
yes? No? Maybe?
Unfortunately, it's only a 40-watt bulb. All right, so...
yeah, that's the perfect wattage for lots of rooms in my cottage. So
it does nothing outside, my
no,
man.
No, that's true.
It does nothing outside, okay? I can figure out where the meatloaf is, okay, but having the light on does help. But when it's dark out, it doesn't do much. I got Southern Columbia tonight. I assume he's locked in his office right now memorizing names.
I have not seen him all day, so I couldn't tell you where he is.
He's possibly a no-show tonight. Yeah. Matt Cotrillo warming in the bullpen for Wally Pipp.
I wish. Actually, Matt's going to be busy tonight. He's going to be calling Athens and Midwest on SEC V8 tonight.
Oh, great. Good for you, Matt. Great.
So he'll be doing that this evening.
I think it's great that they flew in from Greece for this game.
Yes.
No, I'm just fabulous.
Only game in the valley with an international flair.
Exactly. Did he ever get back to you about his chart only having 20 players?
Chart is filled, yes. He did get back to me and said yes. It's been taken care of.
By whom?
Oh, between him and the head coach, all squared away.
Right.
Yes.
My chart only has 20 guys. Well, that explains the last three broadcasts. Oh, good.
Rest of the blanks filled with several hours to spare, so he's good.
Well, those blanks have been filled. let's see. DJ Dozier today. And yes, the king, who is right now feeling more like a pauper. It hasn't been going well for him.
Well, combine that with the Yankees now out of the playoffs. We find out that Didi Gregorius may not make it to opening day 2019, needs Tommy John surgery. So, yes, Brother Kev needs a hug.
How could he need Tommy John? Wow, I mean, I saw the way he threw the ball in the postseason from shortstop.
Yeah, there was a play earlier this week. Aaron Boone said that he was injured while making a throw. It was a ball that bounced off the Green Monster. It was a partial tear.
It didn't bounce off the Green Monster. It bounced off the area that juts out in left field before the Green Monster.
Oh, okay. Right.
Shortstop has to make that play at Fenway Park. You have to be more active doing that than any place else.
Didi with a .268 average this year, 27 home runs, 86 RBI. So Gleyber Torres looks like he'll get the starting nod at shortstop there.
I am a big Didi Gregorius guy. Really, I like him. I think he's a threat at the plate. I think he's really good in the field. So that's a big loss for them.
Yeah.
I thought when it looked like he wasn't going to be able to play in the playoffs this time, I thought that was going to be a big loss. And to his credit, he came back. Looked good. We talk about the Phillies, but they haven't won a game since August 15th. So, I mean, it's... that was rough.
Yeah,
that was rough. So the Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl after last night's win over the Giants. That ought to do it. Don't you think? No.
Okay, that could be our two takeaways from this week's shows. We got Pennsylvania Super Bowl.
Steelers, Eagles. Kansas City, New England. Yeah, the Rams. But, I mean, they're just really bit players in the Pittsburgh-Philadelphia passion play.
Of course, we'll have Kansas City and the Patriots in our picks segment. This was an instant lock for me earlier in the week, and now I'm kind of going back and forth as to which team I'm going to take.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, you never do. I mean, you got a team and you stick with it all the time. You don't worry about stuff like that.
No, I just kind of react at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. Is that part of the pick segment? Okay, great. Yeah. All right. Homework, study? No. Oh, man. All right. So DD's out. And that's going to be a long process back for him, as a matter of fact.
But you're right, though. I mean, it's rare to hear about a non-pitcher dealing with that kind of injury.
Well, because, watching him, it didn't seem like he was having a problem. That's what surprised me. It didn't seem like he was having a problem.
It's almost like in football, when you hear about players continuing on after they tear their ACL. It's like, how can you possibly do that?
Yeah. I don't know. So he's going to have Tommy John. Meanwhile, Usain Bolt scored two goals in Central Coast trial game. Terrific. Yeah. With the money he's made, he could retire. Just do it. And let's see. Jimmy Butler and the Minnesota Timberwolves are still arguing and virtually nobody cares. Yet it's the big story everywhere you turn. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what Jimmy Butler thinks. Nobody cares where Jimmy Butler plays. Nobody. That's something the NBA's got to get through their thick skulls. Nobody cares about stuff like that, about down-the-line guys. Nobody cares about the down-the-line guys in the NBA. Nobody does. If it's the NFL, people are all over and they're talking about it. Even baseball, the point. The NBA, no. Jimmy Butler, I want more and more and more. And people go, I don't care where you go. I didn't even know you played for Minnesota. Now, I knew he played for Minnesota, but... Does anybody in our audience care where he plays? Does anybody know in the audience what he does? Let's see. Beckham hit with fine for ESPN interview. That's great. It's really a quiet day. I mean, because last night's game was so bad. If you're an Eagles fan, you loved it. I mean, I understand that. But, like, as a game? No. That game was bad. And the college game, same thing. But we got college game tonight. We have to have college game tonight, right? Well, we got the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight.
Brewers, Dodgers, about 10 after 8. A couple college football games. You got Southern Florida and Tulsa. And you got Arizona and Utah tonight.
I might watch Arizona, Utah. South Florida, they're ranked against Tulsa. Low interest. The Arizona-Utah game's at 10. I just might have my feet up and just watch that for a little while tonight. You know, if you want, though, if it would make everybody feel better, I can pace back and forth if you want and, like, pin up stuff on the wall and kind of figure out that last note I need. Do you want me to do that? No, I'm going to rest.
think I got it down. I think I know who's playing and what they do. So I think we're okay there. Utah, huh? Ooh, some soccer friendlies tonight. Now, Brazil's facing somebody. Brazil's winning one. This is a friendly. It means it doesn't count.
That is correct.
It's kind of like November and December in the NBA.
That's right. Premier League. That's true. Yeah, you got Premier League and Serie A and all those. They're on the international break this weekend. It's Brazil and Saudi Arabia as we speak. 1-0 Brazil in the 61st minute with Gabriel Jesus, the Manchester City player, just scored about 20 minutes. He scored right before halftime.
I'm a huge Jesus fan.
Yes.
Plays for Man City, you say?
Man City, yes. And then next week you got UEFA Champions League cranking up. Actually, well, it's about a week and a half. One of the matchups is Manchester United and Juventus. That's Cristiano Ronaldo's new team.
Yeah, I want to give Le'Veon Bell just a little bit of credit here. He is so well rested for the second half of the stretch run. Oh, I know the game with Cincinnati is a pivotal game in the Steelers season, but Le'Veon's smart enough to know that no team would need him for that game. You and the suit are ready to crush him, aren't you?
It's all about 2-6 in his world.
All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.
Do new car prices scare you? Then you haven't been to Sunbury Motors Kia.
We wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia takes the scariness out of new car shopping with 20 new 2018 Kias under 20 grand. They make it easy and affordable to own a new Kia. Choose from 2018 Kia Fortes, Souls, Rios, and Optimas. Kia is the home of America's best value. The 2019 Kia models will be rolling in, and Sunbury Motors Kia needs to move the 2018s now. All include Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New car shopping? Don't be scared. Come to Sunbury Motors Kia and choose from 20 new 2018 Kias under 20 grand. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotorskia.com.
Tax and tax extra. Offer expires 10/31/18. Restrictions apply. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
All right, great to have you with us. I know that Sean's concerned about a couple of games because usually we will break into a game, give a couple highlights, a couple of them that are around the area tonight. The highlight might be the opening kickoff. All right, so
this is true. This is true.
Wow.
That's just how it fell into place.
Wow. I know the suit's all excited because he's going to Monmouth Park tomorrow. We know how the suit loves the ponies. I'm putting all my cash on Digital Media Dream. Emphasis on dream.
Not quite just yet. He'll be able to bet from his phone tomorrow, so not just yet.
Now, how close are we getting on that?
How about it? Delaware, I know you can. Actually, I heard that I heard at the Dover race, for the NASCAR race, there were kiosks set up down there where you could step up and place your bets.
But I thought Pennsylvania was going to have it this month.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. I'm placing no money down. I'm too cheap. I'm not going to do it.
And I got a mortgage to pay.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. You want to make sure you're fully stocked for homecoming. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar. You hit it home or at the tailgate. Is second to none. Led by the barrels and the dills. Between now and Tuesday, since the Brewers are in the playoffs, how about Old Milwaukee and Old Mill Light? 30 packs, just $13.95. Moosehead, 12-pack bottles, $14.95. Zima, 24-pack bottles, just $15.95. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Later tonight, Southern Columbia will visit Chicolamy this evening. The coach, Dick Hort, will be there. We never know the availability of the play-by-play guy. We believe he'll be there, correct?
He will be there, yes.
That'll be the suit. You're confident?
Yes.
Even though you've barely seen him in the building.
Right.
You appeared concerned earlier.
I was, but we're good.
Okay. And then 100.9 The Valley, Lewisburg's in action tonight. They've got Jersey Shore tonight, I believe, right?
Yeah, big ball game at Thompson Street Stadium. If Jersey Shore beats Lewisburg tonight and Central Mountain at the end of the season in their rivalry game, the Bulldogs can lay claim to at least a share of the Hack One title.
Well, they've been really good since that day on the show where the suit cut them up.
Well, Kyle Tome for Jersey Shore, he ran for 1,600 yards last year. He doesn't even have 300 total this year so far, so that's been the thing with... Got a new quarterback for Jersey Shore. They got to get that running game going. So,
yeah.
But it's going to be great. But of course, the big thing tonight is Jersey Shore's run defense against Max Moyers and the offense for Lewisburg. So that's going to be the key to catch Greg and Justin describing that tonight on the Valley. It's going to be fun.
And Sealance Grove is at Central Mountain tonight. So those are the games we're carrying this evening. And Penn State tomorrow with Michigan State at Beaver Stadium. We're going to talk with DJ Dozier in the next half hour. He'll join me here in the Sunbury Motor Studio. And then picks time. Which games are we going to pick? Well, Sean is the one that everything is all the picks that we're supposed to have. Right now it's in a mayonnaise jar being guarded by Sammy at the front desk. And she's really guarding the mayonnaise jar.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because when the suit comes out to talk to him, which he does like every hour.
Yes, right.
She says, quote, "I can't be bothered. I have to guard the mayonnaise jar."
That's right.
It's perfect.
Sitting there right next to her coffee, right there. Yep.
Right. Yeah. I can't talk to you right now. Like, the rest of us just say, "I don't want to talk to you." She's too nice. I can't talk to you right now. I'm guarding the mayonnaise jar. And then we got, Arizona, Utah tonight. That's not bad. South Florida, Tulsa. All right, not bad. Not bad. I mean, again, I go back to how high, Friday night's made for high school. And there's going to be a part that's going to come up here soon where I'm going to start railing on college schedules because we're going to get it to the point before this month is out of a six-day window. And I just think that is so wrong. So wrong. I mean, if you gave me a list of next week's games, or I'm talking about 2 weeks, when Penn State plays Iowa, for example, I could tell you right away, 2 weeks out, which ones are really good games and which ones you should be carrying. I don't need a six-day window to figure that out. I can never understand why they do that. Steelers will play the Bengals on Sunday. That will be at Paul Brown Stadium. The Steeler fans are counting on the Bengals to be the Bungles again. Meanwhile, they had not played like the Bungles. They played like the Bengals. And Le'Veon Bell
it's just not big enough of a game for him to come back. Sure, they could be a half game out of first with a win. Sure, they could be 2.5 games out with a loss, under 500. It's just not big enough. He is the consummate example of it's all about me and I'm not a team guy. And nobody on the Steelers can say that. Nobody is empowered to say that. If Mike Tomlin says that, oh, the ripple. If a teammate says it, oh, the ripple. Well, I'm going to tell you straight out, okay? Dude's a bad teammate. He's under contract. Yeah, I know he has to sign something to be there, but those are the rules that his union negotiated. His union negotiated it. Hey, you want to be mad? Be mad at your union. Don't be mad at the team. I don't care if they franchised you or not. No matter to me, those are the rules. Right? Those are the rules that your union agreed to. If you got a problem with it, go to the head of your union. Meanwhile, Steeler fans are sitting there, oh, by the way, all paying really good money to see the games, whether it happens to be on cable or in the stadium. And he doesn't think enough of them to go either. I mean, there is a point where, at a certain stage, where a fan base looks at somebody, and look, I want everybody to get what they're going to get. But you are talking about somebody that, if he played this year, would not be taking a vow of poverty. Okay? This is not Mother Teresa walking the streets for free in Calcutta trying to save people for no money. Okay? For no money. The Steelers were going to give him $14.5 million for the sacrifice of playing this season. His teammates thought he'd be there by the opening week. I expected he was going to be there by the opening week. But you know what? I understand, you know, you want to get a long-term deal. Like, I got all that. But it's a team game. It's a team game. It's played by individuals. This individual doesn't want to play the team game until he's ready. Enough's enough. You got too many people that are out of the league begging to get into the league. Look, I saw Nate Stupar make a play last night on special teams and then on defense. Nate grew up here in State College, so I've known Nate since he was a little kid. And he makes that play last night. Nate has bumped around on practice teams and squads with the Oakland Raiders, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think it was the Cowboys, and I was with the Giants. He's hung in there. When Mike Motti got hurt, his second knee injury, Nate Stupar is the one that stepped in and played great football. Nate has hung around this league, and I don't even know if Nate's made $14.5 million in all the years he's been there. I don't think he has. I don't even think he's come close to making 14.5, which is what Le'Veon Bell would get in this season. Now, is Bell a more valuable player? Is Bell a better player? Yeah. But after a while, being better, being more talented, being more whatever, you're also more of a pain in the neck. It's a big game this week. I would not even bring this topic up if they were playing the Jets. I would not bring this topic up if they were playing the Giants. But they're playing a division game against the team that's in first place. This guy could walk in and play. He could have walked back in on Monday and said, hey, look, I can play for you this week. I can help out. Won't do it. Doesn't fit his personal agenda. It doesn't fit his agenda. This is your guy. This is your guy.
He is.
And the first time he scores a touchdown, you're going to tell me he's great.
No, but you're right, though. I mean, once he makes a couple of huge splash plays at home, I think it'll be out of a lot of fans' systems, and yeah, they'll cheer for him.
Oh, they'll cheer for him because... You know, you're looking to make big plays. Those are plays that help a team win. But I'm sorry, they got a big game this week.
They do.
It's a fork in the road game. And nobody even knows if he's going to watch it on TV.
Oh, he probably won't.
Sad.
It is. He's just going about it the wrong way.
Believe me, based on his suspensions and other problems, he's gone about a lot of elements in his career the wrong way.
I mean, there could be, I don't care what other NFL insiders are out there saying, yeah, the Eagles were exploring possibly bringing in Le'Veon or Buffalo or whatever other team. It's like, yeah, but I'm just, it just makes you wonder. There's got to be many, many more other teams thinking, what if we sign him and what if he does that to us?
No kidding.
You know? And it's like, not that they... He still has to finish out the remainder of his deal with the Steelers. So I'm completely with you. I don't think he's going to be going to another team this year during this season. He's staying put. Because I don't think if they would try to trade him and get something in return, I just don't think the Steelers will get what they're looking for in return.
They have no chance.
No.
Of getting in return what they want.
If they wouldn't get a second or a third round pick, you would have to think, if we're only going to get stuck in return getting a sixth round pick, you would think they would also ask for a compensatory pick somewhere.
They can ask all they want.
That's not going to happen.
Look, the Steelers have no leverage in this at all. None. Okay. So, and everything that you do has to have leverage in it. They have no leverage in this. The Steelers don't have the leverage to sign him long-term because he refuses to. They don't have the leverage to bring him in because the basic agreement says he can wait till week 10. In terms of the leverage to make a trade, can't really do that either. Why can't they do that either? They can't do that because they're not going to get back what they want because other teams are looking at them saying, hey, you're stuck. So since you're stuck, okay, we're not going to help you out.
That and the fact, I think there's just too many other teams that probably are thinking in the backs of their minds too, well, we're going to be on the hook with him for only a half a season. Then that contract's by the boards, and then he has the right to absolutely positively, you know, work the free market and see what he can get there and go for greener pastures elsewhere.
You're renting him.
Yeah.
Okay.
A la Manny Machado. It's like a rental.
Yeah, except Machado can play.
True. Bell can play when he's out there.
Yeah.
But you got to get him out there first.
Yeah. I see stuff like that, and you've got an entire fan base out there that would ache to be in his spot. They'd love to be making $14.5 million playing the game of football. As tough as it is, as brutal as it is, okay? You've got an entire fan base that would love to trade places with the guy, have his talent. To be honest with you, he's squandering it.
So last weekend, Deb and I went out on a little shopping trip. We were 50 miles north of Pittsburgh out at Grove City doing some Columbus Day outlet shopping. Went in one of the sports stores. Le'Veon Bell jerseys already marked down 50% off.
Well, that's about where he is in terms of how much money he's given up this year. All right. It's the Le'Veon Bell sale.
That's the mind-boggling thing. Yes, you can clear $800,000 a game. And he hasn't shown up yet.
All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. DJ Dozier, next half hour. His book, okay, is destined to be motivated, okay? And we'll talk to him about that. And then the king will be here, who has never once squandered his talent, ever. I can attest to that. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to have you with us. Homecoming game is tomorrow. It's the 99th homecoming football game.
And for those of you who think I've done 80 of the 99, well, I've done a bunch of them.
Oh. Yeah, going to be fun tomorrow. Got the stripe out, so if you're going to the game, check your tickets so you know what to wear before you get on the road. And, of course, we'll have the airtime here at 2 on WKOK. Touch of fall. Going to be a little chilly by the time 7 o'clock rolls around tomorrow.
Good.
Night. Yeah.
Good. like fall.
Yeah.
The last year, whatever, nobody talks about what they're going to do, whatever. Okay. But last year I showed up for the stripe out game. I was wearing a blue pullover, and Jack was wearing a white pullover. Somebody asked about us about the stripe out. Said, well, we're all prepared. I say, look, that's a fun thing.
No, you just say, yeah, we're sitting next to each other, but we're actually in different sections.
No, it turned out that the stripe came up like right halfway in the booth. Like, oh, this is actually kind of cool how this worked out. But no, we don't get involved in stuff like that. No. They are playing, by the way, for the Land Grant Trophy. I long held that the team that loses the game should get that thing. So, here you go. It's your problem now. It is huge and it's heavy. Oh, boy.
Out of all the things the suit and I could talk about regarding tomorrow's game, guess what he brought up? The only thing he brought up. The Land Grant Trophy.
I forgot all about it.
The funny part is, during that huge delay last year, yeah, the trophy didn't even come across my mind either. So, I don't have to worry about any delays or anything like that tomorrow.
Well, that's why I was on a show. I did, oh my goodness, I was part of a documentary. So I was interviewed for an hour and a half for a documentary this morning. And then I was on three different talk shows this morning. And they said, you know, what they were asking about last year's game. I said, you know what's going to be really cool this time? Is that after 8 hours, we'll know who the winner is. I said, he'll be the same winner as 4 hours earlier. Because they brought up Lewerke, and they said, you know, Lewerke threw the ball 56 times in last year's game. I said, well, it's only 7 times an hour.
Spread out.
I said, it's really is not as often as you guys thought it was.
So compared to last year's game, we've been hearing a little bit going into tomorrow that they do have some key guys that are out, injured. So
well,
I think that's going to...
Let's see. Cody White, the wide receiver, is a broken hand. So that makes it tough to catch the ball, so I vote him out. Jake Hartbarger, the punter, hurt his leg in the Arizona State game. He's out. So he's out for the season. That means that... their backup place kicker is going to have to do the punting, Tyler Hunt. Let's see. The two starting guards are both out. David Beadle got hurt last week. So he's out. So they took Tyler Higbee, who had been the starting left tackle, who then had to move over to right tackle when Cole Chewins got hurt. But now Chewins is back, so Higbee's now playing right guard. They've had two corners a year ago suspended, and then Josiah Scott, who was their top corner, got hurt, meniscus out for the year. So he has a meniscus out for the year, and that's changed how they play defensively. This is a team that put that pressured you 40% of the downs last year defensively. They're only pressuring at about a 30% rate on downs this year. All right, specials now through Tuesday at Brewers Outlet, Old Milwaukee and Old Mill Light 30 packs, $13.95. Moosehead 12 pack bottles, $14.95. And Zima 24 pack bottles, $15.95. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. DJ Dozier, next half hour here in the Sunbury Motors Studio on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.